You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
At Capella University, education is as smart as the world around us. With the FlexPath format, you can take classes at your own pace, set your own deadlines, and even leverage your previous experience to move faster. Now that's smart. Learn more at capella.edu.
So, let's say you're into yoga or Pilates, or maybe you dabble in gymnastics like me. Either way, you know being flexible is key to doing what you love. That's why Smoothie King created this stretch and flex smoothie for people like us. With whole fruits and organic veggies, plus type 2 collagen, make it part of your daily fitness routine to support flexibility and joint health. So try the Stretch and Flex smoothie in tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Welcome to the Fatback for Sunday night is quiz night. I'm your host, Keith, and we're going to be having a little bit of fun tonight with another round of A Question of Sport. This show is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped, as you can see, have you got bush? Bang, get rid of it. Manscaped are a partner of ours, and you know the drill by now. If you go onto the Manscaped website and use the code LFCDT, you get 20% off at checkout. And look, we've all used it. Couldn't recommend this stuff more. It's manscaping. It's not landscaping, but, you know, if you want to go on and try it out, if you've got a dodgy garden, get on and try the manscape out as well. Whatever floats your boat is fine with us. As I said, I'm your host. And you got anything else to say about manscape before we move on?
Yeah, I do. I've used it a few times now, and it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Somebody did come on to me the other day and said they think they signed up for like some sort of subscription. So yeah. You can sign up to subscriptions in that website as well, where they send you spare blades and different things. So watch out for that as well. Yeah, watch out for that when you're on the website if you want to take up them subscriptions.
But I think that's the plus. When you buy anything with plus or something on it, that means you're signing up for the subscription. So whatever you're ordering, make sure it's not the plus.
Yeah, or if you want the plus, go and get do that. The plus. The option is there. But anything we've got from Manscaped, we've absolutely loved it, and anyone we seem to have, a lot of people that watch us seem to have ordered. I've had a couple of people come on and say they've ordered it, and anyone that has done, I know Shawnee's told all his mates to do it. He's not even being friends with them if they don't do it. So yeah, that's what we're doing as well. Yeah, that's the real now around D12.
Yeah, that's it. The story goes D12, D8, he's doing it everywhere. As we said, Question of Sport, same format. If anyone has seen the show before, we're doing it loosely based on Question of Sport, the TV show, and it's going to be the same format we've done last week. So there's going to be seven rounds, the same rounds that we've done previously, and the lads have all been on, except Gav, you're replacing Dunner, who was on the last time, partner in Shawnee. And the way that this layout's gone, Gav, you're going to be captain of your team.
Uh-huh.
And Grizz is going to be captain of his team.
That's so good.
Why are you moaning about? Why that reaction, Kev?
Oh, because usually the captain ends up doing something ridiculous at the end, don't he?
Oh, well, we can do a swap if we want at the end. I'm not sort of confident of doing the mad things tonight.
Okay, no worries.
So if we come to an agreement, we can sort of, you know, between the captains, nominate.
I don't know. Well, I don't think we're allowed just to decide that. I think Keith's allowed to decide it, and we have to do it.
That's true.
Shawnee's dropped off there, but he'll be back in a second. There he is.
He left in disgust that news that Gav is the captain. That's fair enough,
Shawnee. I understand.
I think I'm the best voice captain around, to be fair.
So the white. You're the best local one, anyway. Right, so comments off.
Comments off, yeah. Comments usual off. Rules, lads. Yep, you know, the spirit of the game. We don't want any comments on.
I tell you what, for a laugh, if the people in the comments want to play along, they get that pen and piece of paper, get their drink out, and give us the wrong answers. Just throw mad wrong answers into the chat. Mad wrong answers into the chat, and that'll let you have a laugh as we go along, and you can
And catch us out. Exactly.
And we'll know who's cheating. Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's the only way around it. Because
mad wrong answers.
Some of the accusations that leveled at me last week were outrageous. Correct.
Yeah.
Were absolutely outrageous. I mean, like, look, I'm a thicko, right? But how thick can I be to sort of get the answers wrong when the chat's open if I'm looking at the chat? I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right?
Well, we'll see when one question is who won the 1914 FA Cup and you show Steffi Graf at me. We'll know you're cheating then. So lads, what we're going to do, it's the same format. We're going to start off 7 rounds. The first round is going to be about a certain sporting event with 5 questions on that event. We'll then move on to a mystery guest round. We'll have an LFC specific round. We will follow that up with a 1 minute round, which is hilarious. And we'll then have another LFC specific round after that, which will be higher or lower. We'll have home, away, or far, far away. And finally, we will have charades, which everybody is tuning in for. We all know at this stage that's what the people want. And we like to give the people what they want. So I'm going to start off round one. It's a sporting event. So we've got 4 events. Is there each going to pick one? So okay. I'm going to start with Gav.
Yeah.
A, B, C, or D. And before we start on this, This could be a killer if the teams pick the wrong ones. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll have C, please.
And Gav has taken Grizz and Avi off the hook there. You have got the 2020 All-Ireland GAA football final.
Okay. What?
Between Dublin and Mayo. Now, Grizz and Avi, you could have got that, so you know what I mean?
That's true. To be honest with you, I need that much.
Can I confer on this?
You can. You can confer with your teammate on this one, right? So,
okay. Right.
But you have to give me the final answer. So you can confer with Shawnee, but you have to confirm your answer, right? So,
Shawnee, I hope you know more about this than me because I don't watch the guy at all.
It's all straightforward.
The reason I know about this is because it was just that Christmas day, so.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Right. Mayo had lost the last 9 finals, but when was the last victory? Was it 1941, 1951, or 1961? I'm sorry, I'll just confirm it's 2 points for the correct answer.
Does it get passed over, Keith?
Do you want to pass over, Avi?
Well, not that kind of question, but just in general, this round.
No, we're going to just keep this one moving. Well, you know, Avi, you look upset. We'll pass them over to you then for 1 point.
Shawnee, 1951 is 70 years.
Yeah, I know. They haven't won one in an awful long time. What was it? Something happened and apparently some gypsy put a course on them, but I don't know what year.
Bruce Grubbler.
Bruce Grubbler had to piss all over the goalpost in Croker. I don't know, Gav.
61 rings a bell for me. That's 50 years.
If I was giving you an answer, I'd be a complete guess, so I'll let you go.
It's a complete guess.
61 is 60 years. It couldn't be 70 or 80 years. 1961, Keith.
Incorrect. Over for a steal.
Whatever, Gav. It's a guess, isn't it? Whatever. Whichever one you want.
You want me to go now?
Yeah, but you were the one that was moaning for a blade.
73.
No, that's not one of the options.
No, that's his answer. That's his answer.
That's not one of the options. What did you just do?
I thought you said guess the year.
The answer was 1951.
Oh, you are really shiny.
No, it's gone.
Avi, I gave three options there. 1973 wasn't one of them.
70 years? Fucking hell. Sorry, Shawnee.
Right. I wasn't making that up, though. There is some sort of course, isn't there?
I haven't a clue. I don't watch it, you see.
You know, yeah. Anyways, continue.
Which team scored from the throw-in, the fastest score in all Ireland history?
Dublin.
Did it, Shawnee?
Dublin, Gav, yeah, he scored nearly straight away. I think that, I don't even think Mayo got a goal, to be honest. It was definitely Dublin.
Okay, Dublin.
Correct.
Thanks, Shawnee.
Who scored the goal?
The only fellow I know up front for Dublin is Dean Rock. Did he play?
I think it was him. I think it was him.
I wouldn't know anyone else, Shawnee.
I think it was him.
We go with it. Dean Rock.
Correct. With this victory, six Dublin players joined five Kerry players on a record number of All-Ireland wins. How many?
Sorry, with this win?
So with the win, Dublin winning, six of their players joined five Kerry players as the most wins of an All-Ireland. All right, how many is the most wins?
They've done five in a row. With the drive of five, six for six.
Yeah, but they've done six in a row, haven't they?
Yeah, and then they won.
One in 11. They won in 11.
Yeah.
They won in 2011 for the first time in 16 years. So,
and then they won.
Seven,
yeah. I'd say seven,
Keith.
Incorrect. Oh,
Eight?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 11.
So They've won eight in the last 10 years.
And I know.
It's 11 and 14, and then they win from fucking 15 right to now, don't they?
I'm not in the GAA at all, but.
Sorry.
What that team is doing is fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Yeah, phenomenal stuff. What was the points total in the game? So not the score as such, but the points total.
Keith, you didn't pass on the last one to us.
We won't pass them on.
You wasn't even listening anyway. You're not even focused. Yeah. Have another drink.
The points total.
I don't think
there was much in it till near the end, was there?
Well, Dublin got a goal late, but it was tight between then. I think Mayo had more points. I think it was 2-14 to 14 or 2-14 to 15.
So 35 points, we're saying.
Is it points including
goals? Yeah,
it's the total points. Yeah, so the total points in the match, if you like, compared to goals to points.
35.
Go on, we got with that.
Correct.
Oh my God.
Fucking only Mayo I know is Hellman's.
Hey! Dublin for mayo for sandwiches, Grace. That's what they say.
Fucking mayo, you know. I don't know what the
is
fuck
that it? Are we done?
That's it, Gav. You're done. You've got 6 points there. Well that's done. Right.
Six out of a possible ten, Avi. Grace, head up. Come on.
Grace, you don't tell me what to do.
A, B, or D. I don't know what you're going to pick.
Go for it.
A, yeah.
Yep.
Right, the 2005 Champions League final.
Oh, come on, Grizz.
Like asking his fucking name and address.
This is the way it goes, Gav. This is the way it goes.
Is there two dodgy ones in here?
You can get one pass over opportunity.
There better be one about the Kabaddi tournament in Karachi.
Listen, Grizz. Come on.
Could be. Right. Who did Milan beat in the semi final?
Milan had, we know we had Chelsea, so they had. Avi, any ideas? Think loud. I have to answer it.
I'm thinking Deportivo, but I don't think it would.
Deportivo 2005, no.
No. It was not AX. It was PSV.
Sure? Final answer?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, unless you think otherwise. It was definitely a Dutch team. It's PSV.
I don't know. So, PSV, Keith?
Hoffland.
Correct.
Oh, fucking hell. Thank you, Evie. Wow.
Right. Who conceded the free kick that led to Maldini's opener?
Traore.
It's my answer. That's what he's telling me to talk to. Talk to me. Don't talk to Keith. Are you sure it's Traore? It was.
Of course, early. It was Traore. First 30, 45 seconds. Yes, it was Traore. Chris, get through them. Come on, just say the answer.
There's no rush. Traore, but you're confident. Traore.
Ruthless. Just simply be ruthless. Don't mess around. Come on, Traore. That's the ref.
Right. What nationality was the ref?
No, I don't know.
I have this, Shani.
Why would you have this?
I can see his face.
Definitely wasn't Colina.
No, not those days.
Well, he wouldn't be. He's Italian.
Fucking Italian, ref.
Do you want to guess anyone in that era? Shall we guess a nationality? It would be a big nationality, right? Spanish.
Correct.
Oh, fucking guess in, Mr. Khan.
Well, Spanish.
Yes.
Just guess. Just a big.
I know you did. Yeah, I know you did.
Reading that comment.
Yeah. I know you did.
Two yellow cards, both for Liverpool in the final. Who were they? And you only get the points if you give me the two of them.
Two yellow cards in the final for us.
Find the hole for that. Just two yellow cards, both went to Liverpool players.
I know.
Did Cara get one, Avi?
And if people are putting the answer in the comments, put the fucking wrong answers in the comments.
Yeah, so we can catch the cheats out.
It wasn't.
How do you know what they're putting in the comments?
That's what I'm saying. If people are putting answers in the comments,
okay.
I think
Kara's 100% a yellow card. That's my guess.
No, I don't know. I really don't know who this is.
Okay, Kara, one.
I know who it is, Cap.
Do I have to give both at the same time?
Yeah, give me the both of them, because if you get one right and one wrong, you don't get it. And it goes over to the lads if they want for a steal for a point.
Kara, 100%.
Do you know the second, or shall I just guess?
Yes, I know Kara.
Risa.
Kara, is that what are you waiting for, Keith?
He's giving me the answer. You have to give me the fucking answer.
Kara and Risa, we just said.
Oh, no, Avi said Risa. No, right. Okay. Incorrect. Passes over for a steal for 1 point. One
do
steal.
Do we just have to get one of them?
We have to give me the two of them.
Okay.
Milan Baros.
Correct.
Good show.
Now, who was the first Milan player to score his penalty?
John Dal Thomason.
Yeah.
John Dal Thomason.
Correct.
Come on. Show.
Yeah, it was.
Because the remember the ambulance bus drove past as well.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the first one. Come on, boys.
Right. Well done. Have you done well for Grizz there? So we're over to Shawnee, BRD.
How many points did he get?
Oh, they got 8, but okay. You've got a steal of a point, so...
But can I just say, I don't want to, cause too much confusion, but you didn't pass on one of theirs, so I don't know if you want
to... No, I passed on one of theirs to yous, and Avi said 1986 or something for a choice.
So we only passed one to us.
But they got one pass only.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it was just one. That was just happened to be the one that got passed over to them.
Okay.
So, Shawnee, BRD.
Another continent, please, Carlo. Okay, I'll take A.
No, he's done A. BRD.
B.
Right, the 2020 Europa League final.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Sevilla and Inter Milan, correct. Name the two English teams beaten by Sevilla in the knockout stages.
Who done really well? Wolves.
Oh, and by the way, we'll throw one. Or we'll do continue that one pass over per round.
Wolves and Manchester United.
Correct.
Well done.
The final was moved from Gdansk due to COVID. Where was it moved to?
Stuttgart.
Incorrect. Do you want to jump in on this one or let it go?
Avi?
I'll let you take the floor. No, I don't know.
Repeat the question.
Where was the final played? It was Mill from Gdansk.
I knew he was going to say that.
Where was it played?
Munich.
Incorrect. It was Cologne, and that's your pass. Oh. So you don't get any more of them over.
Fuck.
Roy, what was the nationality of the referee, Danny McKelly?
Oh, he sounds Italian straight away, doesn't he?
He couldn't be, because
he's not. He's in there, yeah.
He's Romanian.
Dutch. Who scored the decisive goal in the game? So what player was the scorer of the decisive
Sevilla
goal?
Sevilla won, didn't they?
Yeah, Sevilla won it.
Ah, De Jong.
Incorrect. It was an own goal by Lukaku.
Oh my God.
From the corner.
You sneaky corner.
Oh, but shit.
That was,
yeah.
That was the goal that put them 3-2 up, therefore, the decisive goal. See, this could wait till you hear what the next one is, and you'll be happy for these shitty questions.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Right. These two teams are first and second in Europa UEFA Cup final appearances. What's the total number of times they've reached the final? So the total number of times these two teams have reached the final.
But Sevilla haven't been beaten in the fucking thing.
Sevilla had to win in the last 26 or something.
I think they've only have they lost the final. Have they lost the final? I don't think they've lost the final.
No, they haven't.
I think they've been knocked out before the final. I know
nothing about it. I know Sevilla have... I think they've won 6 or 7. This is a pure guess. And I'm
I think Inter might have won 4 or 5, maybe. I'd say something around 14 finals, Johnny.
Yeah, right. Will we say 14 then?
Fuck it, yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
11.
Oh.
6 for Sevilla, 5 for Inter. So they're, like I said, they're the top.
So Sevilla, have either of them ever lost it?
No. Well,
Inter haven't. I think, did Inter win one? I don't know. They were beaten by Schalke, I know that. But, so,
6 for Sevilla and 5 for Inter.
5 for Inter, yeah.
That's when Hodgson was in charge.
What?
Inter have won 5.
Maybe they've been in 5 finals, and anyway,
Sorry.
That was their 5th final. Right, so that's 2 points for Shawnee. This is, and I'm not gonna lie, this last one could be a blade and clincher for Team Unhandsome on the other side here. So, Avi, you've got. And probably lucky that it's fallen not to the lads, like with the Gaelic one. You've got the 2019 Ashes series between England and Australia.
For fuck's sake.
What's wrong with him now?
Gav, you could have got this.
For fuck's sake.
The same way they could have.
I watched for
so it wasn't two dodgy ones. Yeah. It was they ended up with the Sparty Love and fucking the 2004 Champions League final.
Relax.
You'll be banned off quizzes from now on.
I haven't even answered anything, and he's already up in a.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. Dodgy me bollocks.
Avi, who was England's highest run scorer?
In 2019?
Yeah. In the series.
And Grizz can help me, Connie.
Yeah.
Yep. But my guess would be, gone. What were you thinking?
I think it would be Giroud.
That's what I was thinking, but is that the obvious one?
It's the obvious one, but he's the best one.
Go on then.
Giroud.
No, Ben Stokes.
Ben Stokes.
Of course, was outrageous. Ben Stokes.
Outrageous, John.
I'd love to jump in there and say, obviously, but fuck's sake.
Right, Steve Smith was the so Ben Stokes got 441 runs for England. Steve Smith got like 770 odd for Australia. What was his highest innings total? So in the 5 tests, what innings was his highest?
You think you got a double century, Grizz? You think you might?
Yeah, but we have to get the exact score.
Yeah, you have to get the exact score.
That's impossible. It's just a guess. That's just absolute what that could be up to any number. Do you know what I mean? Up to about 300.
No, you wouldn't have got
it. Unless you know it. No, but unless you know it, it's no point thinking about it. Just put out a number that you think.
Okay,
you
this is a bit sensible. Why do you keep interfering? Oh, 1 minute. I think maybe 203.
Is that your answer, yeah?
It's got to be. Oh, it's a pure guess.
Yeah. 211.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How close was I?
That's a tough one. That's nice.
You're right away.
Yeah, you were.
That's very tough.
Right. Along with Steve Smith and David Warner, which other Australia made his comeback after the 2018 ball tampering scandal?
Oh, Steve Smith, Warner got done, didn't he? He got done for a lot of things.
Was it all rounder or bowler? It wouldn't have been another batsman, right? So Steve Smith.
They had Mitchell Johnson. No chance.
Right hander.
Phil Tofnell.
Come on, Keith. He's putting me a. Sean, you can't say Phil Tofnell. Come on.
He's helping you out. You know it's probably not Phil Tofnell, so you can rule him off your list.
Shane Warne.
You could end up giving them. Don't be playing silly boogers with the cricket lads. You might give them an answer.
I actually know this.
If you know it, go for it. I don't.
Go for it. Gonna have to rush it.
Warner, it was.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, mate. His first name's Cameron something. Cameron something. Oh, mate. If I get the first name right, is that okay?
No.
Oh, Cameron something.
Oh, lads, you can have a steal here as well, by the way.
Yeah.
So you're giving away his first name if it's.
So we had Warner.
Oh.
Cameron. I think it's Cameron Bancroft. Or Bandoft. Bandoft or Bancroft.
It's Cameron Bancroft.
Does he play cricket? I had that one.
Fuck your time reading that comment. Yeah, you had to scroll through to find him.
For fuck's sake.
Right, where was the fifth test played?
Elimination chamber.
The last one's usually at Oval. Avi? Usually.
One minute, Griezmann. Headingley, Old Trafford, Oval, Lords. It was on the third. Oh, fuck. Oh, is it Headingley? Headingley?
Last one's always Oval. That's what I know usually when I used to watch it.
I'll go with Oval.
Correct, it is the Oval.
Come on, Grizz, well played. Come on.
Right. Who were the two registered wicket keepers in the England team? And you have to get both of them.
This is mad.
Avi, Stokes was one because he's a wicket keeper batsman. They use him as, right? Avi, are you listening?
I'm listening. I'm
shut up and listen to me. Look into my eyes. Okay. One of them would have been Stokes because he's a wicketkeeper batsman, right? So, but who would have been the main keeper? Would it have been Bairstow at that time? Because he was a wicketkeeper batsman. They're both wicketkeeper batsmen.
Johnny Bairstow.
Hold on. They've got another batsman. They've got another batsman, man. Josh Butler as well.
Johnny Bairstow's one.
Yep, 100%.
Then let me go with Ben Stokes the second then.
No.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm going with Butler.
I think it's Stokes. Stokes does more one day.
Jesus Christ, I thought Gavel's going to be the one who...
Bairstow and Butler.
Questions here,
it's taking ages to read these comments.
Johnny Bairstow's one, definitely, and I'll go with that one.
And Josh Butler.
Over here.
Over to Ben Stokes. So we go with Johnny Bairstow and Josh Butler.
Correct, yeah. I'm going to let you away with the fact his name is Josh Butler and not Josh. I'm not going to be
really the way the boys are pretending they actually watch cricket and they're not getting spouted.
Now listen to them, just carry on, Avi.
Listen, you just have to pull up with this cricket. Legend as the cricketers would have cricket's to deal as well.
Yeah. Left, right, up, down, everywhere there.
That's too much sledging though from their side, Keith.
I'm watching your eyes, you don't worry about it, buddy.
We're being very respectful.
Avi has been pulled up over the eyes, the carry on of the eyes. We know
his little loads of boys, left, right, up, down. Look crossing the road, he is.
This is my last quiz anyway, so.
This is my last quiz.
What's Grizz is retiring at the top.
I am 100% retiring. This is my last quiz.
Right, after round one, the scores are Team Handsome of Gav and Shawnee are on 9 points, and the Jungle Cats of Grizz and Avi are on 14 points. So it's a solid start from the boys. Grizz might change his retirement plans from quizzing now that he
knows he's in the lead.
He might become the host.
Yeah, I'm going to become the host.
Yeah.
People only tune in to see Grizz doing impressions, so it won't work. Right, round two is the mystery guest. So what we've got here is I've got three mystery guests. So the team who are behind get the pick. You only get one each. So A, B, or C. Gav.
Shiny, pick one there.
A.
Okay, A. Now, the way this works... first guess, if you get it on that, you get 5 points. If it goes to the second guess, you get 4, so on.
Can you have a guess on every?
No.
Oh, okay.
So you listen to the clue. If you think you know it, go for it. If you jump in and you're wrong, you're gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Right. I was born in Texas in 1949.
Does this get passed over, Keith?
It doesn't, Avi, no, because the points will just be.
Okay.
72 years of age.
Is he?
No idea. Go, Keith.
Go again.
Yeah.
I won Olympic gold in 1968.
Olympic gold.
People in the chat are asking for the sport, but you know that can't be doing that. And
I have an idea, but we go again. Go on.
Right, I've had a hugely successful second career.
What the fuck?
Fuck it, now that's a toughie, isn't it? Texas, 1968. Second career.
New second career.
No, Was golf in the Olympics? Was golf in the Olympics?
No. He probably won it and then went playing golf, but I was thinking Jack Nicklaus, but go again, Keith.
Right, go again. I am a 2-time heavyweight boxing champion who boxed across 4 decades.
Bloody hell.
We boxed in the
two time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not Ali was born in Kentucky.
No, it's the second career that's thrown me.
A very successful second career, Keith.
Yeah.
Didn't say in sport, so that's an easy one, Gal. It has to be George Foreman.
I don't know if George Foreman is 70 fucking 2 years of age, though.
He would be. He was young when Ali. Is George Foreman, Keith?
Go on,
is that is our answer for 2 points?
Yeah.
Correct.
I was going to say Bruce Jenner when he said second successful career.
He belly boxed Chris Jenner around the gaff. Anyway, that's probably
Right, Grizz and Avi, B or C?
B.
Right, for 5 points, I was born in Glasgow in 1963.
Work out how old he is, Avi, quick. Glasgow, 63.
Better check that.
58.
Avi, 58. Glasgow. What? Yeah,
no.
Okay, let's go again. Of course, we need a second. I'm just saying. Just work out how old he is.
I'm counting. Calm down, communicate.
Could you not work out how old he is?
No, I'm focusing on the question. Go on.
Right, I won Olympic. Oh no, that's the same one. Sorry, Olympic gold. Although Scottish by birth, I was raised in Yorkshire.
Do we get a chance to steal this if they don't get it wrong?
No.
Scottish by birth. How old was he? Have we worked out Avi how old he was?
We worked out. We gave you the year he was born, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, no, but the maths.
Do any of that.
Yeah.
This is way before my time, Keith. This is so unfair. How am I supposed to get this? No, you're going to have to ask a third question.
I'm not 72.
Yeah, but Avi, Avi, I'm asking you how old he was. You was writing down, was you doing maths? Like, how old is he if he's born in 58?
Well, he's old, isn't he?
I know that. How old?
64.
Right, 64. Born in Glasgow.
No, 61.
No.
Go on, Keith, next answer. He's just talking.
Yeah.
Loads of reading going on, I'd say.
I have represented Great Britain and Ireland twice at the Eisenhower Trophy.
Eisenhower? Fucking hell. What the hell is that? Heard of the Eisenhower Tower, but not bloody.
Where's the Eisenhower Tower?
Somewhere in America.
So it's Eisenhower Trophy. Fucking, what sport would that be?
Sport I played in America.
No, mate.
Go again?
Yep.
Right. I have never won a major, and my highest ranking was number 2.
Fuck, I'm thinking of snooker right now.
No, it's golf. It's golf now, so we know it's golf. Scottish, raised in Yorkshire, around the 60. So we know definitely, and his ranking was always 2, so he was never the top dog. How old is Sandy Lyle? Is that a random one? But how old is Sandy Lyle? Name another Scottish golfer. I only know 2. Colin Montgomery and Sandy Lyle. That's all I know.
Oh, Montgomery's a good shout. Curly hair, Colin. Did he ever win a major?
No, we'll just go with it. Or is there another? No, we'll just risk it. Yeah? They're the only 2 Scottish golfers I know.
I know Colin Montgomery, but I'm not sure if he's that old.
Of course he's fucking old.
He's only retired a few. He's the same age as Ernie Els, wasn't he? A couple of years younger, Ernie?
Nah, Colin Montgomery. Stop waffling.
Correct.
They're the only 2 golfers I know. Sandy Lyle and Colin Montgomery.
Good stuff, Chris. Oh, you know Tiger Woods, don't you?
You don't know Tiger Woods.
Scottish, I said.
Or the Great Shark.
Scottish, both of you. Scottish.
Okay, Greg Norman has ancestry from Scotland.
Right, so that's 2 points apiece in the mystery guest round. So that brings Gav and Shawnee up to 11, Grizz and Avi are on 16. So a healthy 5-point lead. So now we've got the LFC round. So it's just an LFC bingo round. There's 12 questions. I want each of you to give me a number. You're going to get 3 questions each. So it's 2 for every correct answer. And if you get it wrong, it goes over to the other team for 1 point. Right.
And can you compare?
So, you can't. So you're going to get your question, yeah. Then Grizz, then Shawnee, then Avi, then back to you. So if you don't get it, it goes over. Yeah. Right. So Gav, you are behind. I'm going to let you pick first.
Is it a number between 1 and 12?
Between 1 and 12, yeah.
4.
Right. And this is all Liverpool, sorry. Mm-hmm. Which player has scored the most penalties for Liverpool?
All time?
Ever, yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It doesn't get passed over, no, Keith?
It does, Avi, yeah, if he gets it wrong.
Steven Gerrard.
Correct.
Fuck. Go on, Gav. Come on.
Grizz, between 1 and 12...
You know the
score. You're going to go number 1, aren't you? Yeah. Who was the only player to play for both Liverpool and Everton in derbies in the same season?
It wasn't Bombay.
Is it? We don't have to confer, are we?
Not allowed to confer, so no. Avi, keep his zip.
Point off him for that.
No, I didn't know.
I asked straight away, could you confer?
Warning. Yeah. Warning's fine. Yeah. No, okay. Warning's fine.
Keith, let's be honest here. No warning, bollocks. He was asked to start the round.
Yeah, okay.
Warning's fine.
I know the answer as well, I think.
Fucking pass.
Pass. Who knows?
Can I come over to us?
Make a guess.
Shut up, you.
Can we confer?
You can confer, yeah.
I think it's Abel Xavier.
Yeah, I was thinking the same yourself.
Correct.
Why didn't you guess at least? Just a wild guess.
Right. Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Could have said Dixie Dean for like him. At least have a guess. Ask. You passed it on to them.
Sean, you give us a number there between 1 and 12, please.
Number 9.
Number 9. Right. In European competitions, Liverpool lost the most games versus teams from which of these countries? Italy, Spain, or Germany?
Oh.
Ooh.
That'd have to be a guess, surely.
Does that include finals?
Yeah, it's in Europe. Yeah.
Yeah. No, just knockout. I'm just, yeah. No.
No conferring, but you know, the same rules apply.
I don't think so.
Boy, what are you going to know about?
I'm making notes.
Spain is correct.
Good show.
Avi, give me a number. Hit me.
The amount of European Cups will win by May 7.
Right. Which team ended Liverpool's reign as European champions in 2006?
It was that player Mikolo, wasn't it? Benfica.
Correct.
Oh, come on!
Right. Back to Gav.
I'll have number 11.
Right. Who has missed the most penalties for Liverpool in their history?
Fucking hell. The easy thing to do would be say Gerrard. Michael Owen.
Incorrect. It goes over to the lads who can confer before giving me an answer.
Just give me the question again, Keith.
Who's missed the most penalties? For Liverpool.
What are you thinking?
Guess. Throw out a guess. Who's taken a lot of penalties? Who's been a regular penalty taker and would have lost, missed a lot?
Okay, it could even be Gerrard.
Yeah, you want to go with that? Might be a trick question.
Alan Kennedy.
Incorrect. Phil Neal.
Phil Neal, of course.
I didn't think he missed that many, though.
Yeah, he did. He took a lot of them. So, back to Grizz. Grizz, are you going the usual?
Yes, sir.
Number 2, right. Who was the only player to have scored his only Liverpool goal in a cup final? So the only player who has scored his only Liverpool goal was in a cup final.
FA Cup final, yeah, Keith?
Just said a cup final, Avi. I just said a cup final.
And I can't confer.
And you can't confer, and it's nearly like conferring.
I know this. Please, Grizz.
Cup final. I'm assuming it's FA Cup final now. FA Cup final. I fucking... Who scored only one goal? Ah,
he said cup final. It doesn't have to be FA Cup.
Avi, you keep zipped or I'll put you on mute. Nah.
Start taking points.
I'm going to take points. Come on, Grizz, give us an answer.
Steve Finnan.
Unlucky. Antonio Nunes.
Nunes.
Oh, yeah, shit. You could have stole that. Sorry.
Chelsea.
Yeah,
Chelsea game,
League
Cup final 2005. An extra time as well.
Sean,
that's poor form.
That is poor form. I apologize. Sack the host. Sean, give us a number.
Number 10.
Right. The father of which former Liverpool player played for Atletico Madrid in the European Cup final defeat versus Bayern Munich in 1974?
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, you read that out again?
The father of which former Liverpool player played for Atletico Madrid in the European Cup final defeat against Bayern Munich in 1974.
Pepe Reina.
Correct.
Oh, what a shit.
Atletico Madrid, wasn't it?
Yep, I did say that. Avi, over to you.
Number 11.
It's gone.
The last one, number 12.
Okay. Who scored Liverpool's first ever Champions League goal? Sorry, and that excludes
qualifier.
So,
Liverpool's first Champions League goal.
Champions League proper goal, yeah.
I'm going to go with Michael Owen.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, you fucking beauty. You beauty. Yeah. Well done.
Right. So now back to Gav.
Mm-hmm. Number nine. Oh, no, nine's gone. A.
Right. In European competitions, Liverpool have won the most games versus teams from which of these countries? Italy, Spain or Germany?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't think it's Germany. I'm gonna go Italy.
Incorrect. Passed over to the lads.
Can you ask the question again, Keith?
Which Liverpool have won the most number of games in Europe against teams from where? Italy, Spain or Germany?
Guess one of them. They've said... go on, guess, Savvy. Go for it.
I'll go with Germany.
Correct.
Oh, well done. Fuck off.
Just guess, yeah, just guess.
Riz, you going for the next, right, number three. Who scored Liverpool's quickest ever European goal after 27 seconds versus Steaua Bucharest? No conferred and no hints, no talking, Avi.
Champions League ever?
No, it's just.
Yeah, the question is the question. European goal versus Steaua Bucharest.
Michael Owen.
Gets passed over.
I know it. Joe Cole.
Correct.
Nice. What a beauty.
Europa League.
Yep.
Now, Shawnee. So you've got six or seven. Oh, sorry, five or six.
Five.
In what minute did Trent take that corner versus Barca?
Oh, you can't, yeah. That was the equalizer, wasn't it? 64.
Incorrect. Gets passed over to the lads.
No idea, Avi.
73rd minute.
Incorrect. It was the 70. Where's it gone?
79th. Awesome. 79th.
No, that was the fourth goal.
No.
Yeah.
The Origi one was the fourth, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, did we so we went ahead with 10 minutes to go. I thought fucking that felt like a lot longer.
It fucking did. Right, yeah. Avi, final question of the round. What title did Gibraltar Cissé receive in 2005?
So he joined us from the French League, from Auxerre. He would have won the 2005, you said, right? He won an award. Fashion Man of the Year of France?
No.
Gets passed over for a point.
I don't know.
He was a lord.
Yeah, he was a lord.
Of Frodsher, wherever he's from, yeah.
The lord, boys can still get this. So I need the title, boys. I need the title.
It was wherever he... No, Shawnee, he moved to a certain place and whatever house he bought, whatever area he bought in.
He's a lord. I don't know the name of the fucking manor, man. Holy shit. I know he's given the title of a lord.
Lord of fucking...
I have no idea the place, I'm not going to lie.
It's Lord of something, yeah, but I don't know either. No point in wasting time on it.
Right. Lord of the Manor. Lord of the Manor of Frodsham.
Frodsham, that's, yeah, fuck. I thought you wanted... yeah, but Keith, these questions, you have to be a little bit... There has to be a little bit of clarity in them.
Like what, Avi?
You could have said it was a non-footballing award.
No, he didn't. He didn't say what award. He said what title was he given.
He was I said what title was he awarded. You jumped on Fashion Man of the Year after.
No, he's got a clothing label. That's what I thought. Fuck. Sorry.
So after round three, the lads have clawed it back. They've got 19 points for Gavin. Shawnee and Grizz and Avi are still in the lead on 21. Slender lead, but a lead nonetheless. So now we've got the 1 minute round. The 1 minute round is great because I have 20 questions wrote out and I'll guarantee you I won't get past 8 of these.
Okay.
So let me get me clock ready.
Who's going first?
It's going to be yours because the team behind got first. So just give me a sec.
Sean, the answer quick, yeah?
Do me best, Gav.
Yeah, okay.
As always, brother.
As always, brother.
Hold on, lads. Apologies. So, he's ready to go. So, this is for Shawnee and Gav. If you know the answer, shout it out. Mm-hmm. Right? So, it's 1 minute. If you don't know, say pass and we'll move on.
Yeah.
Right. Go. Golf. Where does the Masters take place?
Augusta.
Correct. How many players are on a rugby league team?
14.
Correct. Who retired days after becoming the Formula One World Champion in 2016?
The German.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Nico Rosberg.
Correct.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right.
Since 1977, the Snooker World Championship is held where?
The Crucible.
Correct. Champion. Which piece of fruit was on top of the Wimbledon trophy?
Grapes.
No.
Strawberries.
Pass.
Right. The answer is pineapple. What is the value of the green ball in snooker?
Six.
Three points.
Three is correct. What horse has won the virtual Grand National? I've started, so I'll finish. That'll be the rules. What horse won the virtual Grand National in 2020?
Oh,
shall I say it?
And the lads, I think, might have done a hot mic on this.
Yeah, me and Paddy did. No, I don't know.
Tiger Owl.
No, it was Potter's Corner. Right.
I know fuck all about horse racing. It's not my round.
What?
Not a bad round.
No, it was all right.
Now, that was a good round, lads. I'm not going to lie to you. He's done well there. Now, Grizz and Avi, same rules apply. We're going to just rattle through these questions. And your minute. Are you ready to go?
Yeah. All good.
Minute starts now. Who did England beat in the netball final at the 2018 Commonwealth Games?
Germany.
Incorrect. No.
Pass.
It was Australia. Where was the 1996 Olympics held?
Which year?
1996.
Atlanta.
Correct. How big is an Olympic swimming pool?
50 meters.
Correct.
Whoa, fucking gangster.
In what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded?
We spoke about it earlier. Heisman Trophy, the tower. What was it?
Golf.
Incorrect. American football.
That was Heisman Tower.
What country was Ayrton Senna from?
Brazil.
Correct. What was the name of Man United when they formed?
Oh, fuck. The yellow and green. Ah.
Pass it. Don't waste time.
Pass.
Newton Heath. Who did England beat in the 2019 Cricket World Cup final?
New Zealand.
Correct. Oh, and that's it.
Well done.
So the boys done well there, but I think we may have a lead change at the end of that one. Just bear with me a second. You know. So at the end of that, we've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Oh, interesting.
No, I don't think so.
We've got a draw, 29 apiece at the end of that one. So the lads have clawed it back. And we're on to the next round, which is higher and lower. And this is all Liverpool based. you know how this works. I'm going to give each of you, you're going to have four, A, B, C, or D. Mm-hmm. Grizz, I'm going to let you pick first because Gav's team have picked first the last few. So A, B, C, or D?
A, sir.
So, Grizz, your topic is FA Cup Finals. Now, the way this is going to work, you get 2 points for every correct answer you give me, but you stop when you get one wrong. There's going to be five in total. If you get all five, you get a 2 points bonus. Right? So you can get 12 points by getting them all correct. So it's FA Cup appearances, not finals, sorry. FA Cup appearances for Liverpool. We're starting off with Steven Gerrard on 42. Jamie Carragher, higher or lower?
Oh, this is just myself, isn't it? There's no confirming
it's
this,
just
is it?
You, yeah.
Jamie Carragher, 42. Lower.
Correct. Jamie Carragher had 40.
That was a fucking tough one out straight away. Go on.
Steve Nicol, higher or lower than 40?
Steve Nicol?
Yep.
We used to always progress in it, have you? Oh, I can't even talk. We used to progress back in the day, man. Oh, man. Higher.
Correct. Yeah, 50. Steve McMahon, higher or lower than 50?
Lower.
Correct. Yeah, 40. Well done. Kevin Keegan, higher or lower than 40?
Tricky. Fucking tricky. Kevin Keegan. Tricky. Lower.
Correct. 28. Robbie Fowler, higher or lower than 28?
Surely higher. Surely higher. Well, we didn't do well since he's been. I'm gonna say lower.
Correct.
Oh,
that's 12 points for Grizz.
So I'm tricky ones there, boy.
Keep thinking.
Yeah, yeah, I have to think logically.
That's it. Over to Gav. Gav,
easy for me.
It's easy for Grizz. You see, he was panicking at the start, and he got his way through. Sweat pumping out of him. That's what we want to see.
Keith, do you know why I got everything right? Did you notice there's no conferring? It's just me.
Football man can just concentrate.
No distraction.
No distractions. I like that. I like that. Gav, over to you. B, C, or D?
D, please.
D, right. This is the all-time goal scorers in the league for Liverpool. So league only. Right? Mm-hmm. So we're starting off with Gordon Hodgson on 233.
Yeah.
Ian Rush, higher or lower?
Oh my god,
cheeky ones, boy.
That's crazy.
But he has 346 altogether for Liverpool. He couldn't have scored 120 fucking three cup goals, could he? Higher.
Incorrect. It's lower. 229. Avi, over to yourself.
Focus.
Give me B or C.
I'll go with B, please.
Right. It's the Premier League only. Players have come on as a substitute. So have come on as a sub. Your starting point is Ryan Babel at 60. Divock Origi, higher or lower?
Lower.
Incorrect. 66. Divock is the highest number of sub appearances, taken over from Ryan Babel. Gavin, want to hurry up with that smoke. Shawnee, that leaves you, Shawnee, with opponents' appearances against Liverpool, right? Opponents' appearances. So your starting point here is John Terry on 39 games. Gary Speed, higher or lower?
Lower.
Correct. 36. David O'Leary, higher or lower than 36?
Lower.
Incorrect. It's 45.
Grizz saved us there. Play, Grizz.
So that's...
And I'm about to be abandoned by my teammate. This is out of order.
It's a strong round for the lads, so... The boys have now gone a 12-point haul there by Grizz. Brings them up to 41. and Sean East.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Till brings the lads up to 31, so now a 10-point lead for the Jungle Cats going into the next round.
Jungle fucking Cats.
No, I like that, the Jungle Cats. The next round, we give Gav a minute to come back.
Anything so we've to plug?
Have you had the plug? No, we'll plug at the end of it, but he shouldn't be too long. How long does it take to smoke these days? Who knows? Right, so the next round. What, here he is, isn't it? Yeah, here he is back. Gav. Gav, just to give you a refresh there, Shawnee got 2 points on his one. Avi didn't get any on his. So it's a 10-point lead for Grizz and Avi going into this round. So the next round is going to be home, away, or far, far away.
Oh, so, shit.
Home questions get 1 point, away questions get 2 points, and far, far away questions get 3 points. Now, home questions are relatively easy football questions. Away questions are slightly harder football, and far, far away is non-football questions and hard enough. So, Gav, as the captain, you go first, home or away?
Shawnee, what do we do?
Far, far away.
Far, far away. Have to eat into them.
Right. Okay. Far, far away.
In which sport would you find David Murdoch and Eve Muirhead?
David Murdoch and Eve Muirhead?
Yeah.
Does this get passed over, Keith?
No.
It doesn't. It's not. Oh, have you now?
David Murdoch and Eve Muirhead.
I know fucking Murdoch's a businessman. That's the only Murdoch I know.
I'm going to have a wild guess here, Keith, at curling.
Curling is correct, Gavin.
Oh, yes.
Eve Muirhead, Scottish. Legend of the game.
When you just a Scottish thing. That's
you
it.
You wouldn't know it.
No, it was a pure guess.
Grizz, home, away, or far, far away?
Have you? How many points did I get that for that?
We've got a 10-point lead, though.
Shut up and listen to me. 7-point lead. It's not a 10-point. You haven't focused. Okay. They've just got 3.
No, okay, but we can go home here. We can ease ourselves in. We don't need to go to far, far away straight away and get it wrong. And then
no, We'll go away, not far, far away. We'll go away.
Which English football team are nicknamed the Gas?
The Gas?
Yeah, the Gas, yeah. G-A-S, the Gas.
And this doesn't get passed, doesn't it? No.
No.
Okay.
Just a guess, Abby. Sorry. Fucked up. Bit tough one for a bloody 2-pointer.
Shall I just go with what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Kidderminster Harriers.
Incorrect. Bristol Rovers.
Sorry, mate.
What are you wrong, Pete?
Bristol Rovers, the Gas.
Where does that come from?
I haven't a fucking clue. That's the answer. You know, any Bristolians are in the chat there, you might be able to give us
go away here, Shawnee.
Far, far away again.
Oh, right.
No, far, far away again.
Right. Yeah.
In which year did Roger Federer first win Wimbledon?
Fuck.
It doesn't even get passed over.
I think it's 05, Gaff.
I can't confer.
You can't do that. Too conferred.
Of course
he didn't confer, did he?
Fucking Avi gave Grizz his answer.
I think it's earlier than that, Shawnee. And I'll tell you why. I think he puts an end to Sampras. I think it's around 01.
No, because you're off the fucking man. Goran Ivanišević won it around that time as well.
04 maybe.
Yeah, we got a 2004 key.
2003.
Krejcik won it in 01 against Sampras when he beat him in the quarters.
Bit of a tennis expert, are we, Avi?
Very good at tennis.
Good lad. Roy.
That was great.
Yeah. Now, who's up next? Avi, home, away, far, far away.
Chris, they got that one wrong. So we can go with a nice, easy little snooker.
Up to home. You, yeah.
Let's go home.
Right. Who has scored the most Premier League hat-tricks?
Premier League hat-tricks. That's for 1 point.
Yeah, that's my fucking...
Bloody hell. Right, who's the obvious candidates, man?
Oh, update on the gas while we're waiting. Owen Bork says they've gas works next to their stadium, given to them by Bristol City fans because they used it.
Focus, Avi. Who's the top scorers?
So I had Shearer, Fowler, or Aguero.
That's my options as well. And I'm up to you.
I'm thinking it's Aguero.
Keith
Aguero.
Correct.
Well played.
And you got 12. 12 is his total on that one. So
Fowler had 10, didn't he?
I was going to say I was going to say Fowler, to be honest with you, yeah. But I'll let you go with your gut instinct.
Yeah. So after that round, I'm going to give the captains another pick each on this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's back to Gav for a final, home, away, or far, far away.
What's in it? 8 points?
There's 8 points in it now, yeah.
What do we do, Shani? Far, far away again?
Oh, yeah, you may as well.
Yeah, go on, far, far away.
Right. What nation was captained by rugby player Sean Fitzpatrick? So what rugby team was captained by
Sean Fitzpatrick?
Yeah. Boy, fuck. That's easy for a 3 or 4 point, 5 point away.
It's not because I can see him, but I can't see what fucking jersey
it's,
he's in.
It's either Australia or New Zealand, Gaff.
Yeah, I have. And I think you're right, Shawnee.
New Zealand.
He's gone with that?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, well done. I could see his face. Small, stocky fella.
Yeah, hooker.
Yep.
Used to wear the headband.
Oh, they all do, Grizz. They have the rage in them circles. Yeah, used to chase the ball, the oval ball, big fan. Grizz, final one for yourself. Now, the lads have hauled you back in somewhat there. So, home, away, or far, far away?
5 points in it, Avi.
Grizz, don't go home, just go away. Away is 2 points, Keith, just to confirm.
Just 2 points, yeah.
Got it, home. Away.
Okay. Who captains the England women's football team? Who's the England women's football team captain?
Definitely not Rachel Hanke.
It's the fucking played today, man. No, not today. I know her. I know her face. Avi, women's. I know it.
This should be far, far away, but it's a fucking difficult one.
Yeah, it is. But no, but
it's the way they fall, lads. One man's difficult is another man's easy.
I know it. Wait.
Only he can say it.
What?
Only he can answer.
She's blonde, man. Think, Avi. She's blonde.
I know, got it. It's Stephanie Houghton.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought, so I'd confirm.
You thought? Stephanie Houghton, definitely, Keith.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
Yes,
come on.
No, I know her face. I said blonde. I know her, you know, what she looks like.
You know her from our Leighton Orient days. 44 plays 37. So, we go into the final round. And there's a slight advantage for Grizz and Avi of 7 points. Now, the final round is going to be the fans' favourite. It's going to be charades. So you'll be given a list to each of the captains, and you have to do your impressions. If you can't do an impression, you can give a clue, but you can't give any clue that's just blatantly giving the answer. But we want impressions, okay? So I'm going to send...
You don't have to do impressions, though.
I know, but, you know,
that's all I need to know.
We'd encourage it. Yeah. If an impression can be done, I would like an impression, and I will score accordingly. So, Gav, you're going to go first, and I'm going to send you your list, right?
Yeah.
Gav, do you want to do this? We can swap if you want. Captains, switch it to Shawnee and Avi.
No,
there'll be no swapping.
I was a good actor back in the day. GCSE A, just to let you know.
So, there's a two-minute limit on this. There's a two-minute round on this. Mm-hmm. It's plenty of time. Gav, let me know if you have that list.
I do.
And I'm gonna start here. So, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Right. Bear with me now. I'm just going to get ready. And the timer starts now.
Okay, Sean, your first one is a Spanish golfer died a couple of years ago. Very famous.
Sebi Ballesteros.
Yeah, footballer says he scored 1,000 goals in his career, but he didn't. It was in five sides. Boxer has all the money. Money.
Mayweather.
Him. You cannot be serious. Tennis player. Very good. German tennis player. Red hair. He's on the BBC. Boris Becker. Scouse fella, footballer, Everton United.
Wayne Rooney.
Yeah. Black fella from England, runner, runs loads, really skinny, this fella. Won the Olympics. Farris. Yeah, him. Boxer, world champion boxer, black. Did the ad for the sauces. Do you remember for the sauces, HP sauces? The boxer. Real deep voice, Sean. He's about 50 now.
Frank Bruno,
correct. Little fella, little jockey, little Italian fella, little annoying little fucker. A jockey. Won seven in a row one time.
Say one more time.
Frankie the Tardy. And Formula One driver, one of the best of all time. He's in the coma about 3 years, I think.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's it. That's the correct. So that's a haul of 20 for the lads.
Absolute gimmies.
Well, you haven't saw you on yet. Now, Grizz, I'm encouraging you to do more impressions than what that.
Did I not get an extra one for John McEnroe? Did I not get an extra point for that?
HP source one is brilliant.
Avi, don't panic. Relax. We only need about
improve,
five, I think.
I'm not asking you to be Alistair McGowan, but improve your impressions, please. Don't do that. Oh, my phlegm, Sean Dyche, because I wasn't going to get to improve them.
Is this timed?
It is timed, yeah. It's a two-minute time on it. So 10 names on the list, but there's a two-minute timer.
Have you DM'd me or?
I've sent them by text. Let me know when you have it.
Bloody hell.
Don't forward them on to Avi.
I have no idea how I'm going to do already one. Okay.
This is uncalled for from Gav.
Right. What is? Now, are you
I'm
ready, Grizz?
I know not to do it.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Right. Go.
The first one's Scottish tennis player. Famous, most Scottish tennis player.
Annie Murray.
Yep. Cricket player, all-rounder, English, recent times, comes on sports shows as well.
Freddie Flintoff.
Yep. Famous Man United footballer, known for his free kicks, curling in the top corner.
Bex.
Yep.
Not an impression to be had. This is terrible.
Well, how am I going to do these? Okay, I'll do one impression because I think we've won. I'm a famous...
Chris, come on, hurry up. We need more.
Tall striker. Absolute tall. Scored an overhead kick for us. Amazing. How did he do it?
Crouch in the Champions League. Got it. Go.
They say the name.
Be a crouch.
Right. Okay, who else is left? I don't know how to describe this one. Basketball player. Our boy. Basketball player. Our boy.
King James in the building. Come on, boys.
Yeah. Swimmer. Famous swimmer. Yeah, I think. Oh no! Oh, the one you fucked up on last time. Bronze medal.
Daly.
Yes. Is that it?
Come on.
Maestro. World record. No, not world record. West Indies. Maestro. Left handed.
Brian Charles Lara.
Yep. I think that's it.
Oh, read them. They're in a list.
I know, but I don't know what she does.
Chris just mixes up.
Come on, Chris. No, Keith, don't listen to him. Chris, come on.
I don't know what she does. I don't know what she does. I'm stuck.
What is she? What is she?
A female.
Yes. So, come on, please, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them.
is she a tennis? I don't know. She's a tennis player. What is she?
What are you tennis player? Serena Williams, Venus Williams, Korinchka, Sanchez, Vicario.
No, she's won.
Navratilova.
Okay, so relax. We've won. It's okay. Sorry, we've won. But I don't know what she does.
Just want to know what this female does.
What did she do?
She's a distance runner.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with True Fuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. True Fuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And True Fuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with True Fuel. Available at your local home and garden center today.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Now, just to be clear, there was another one that you missed there, Chris, by the way.
Give me another clue, Chris. Keith, what was it?
Who did I miss?
Above Paul or Radcliffe.
What, is she a female?
Give me the clue.
Oh, shit.
Why didn't you pass it then?
It's okay. I knew we need only 4 or 5 to win. I concentrated the ones I knew you'd get.
Ah, that was very
tactical.
Good.
Tactical.
Have you shouting the Radcliffe as if his life depended on it?
Martina Navratilova. Well, he kept saying female tennis. I thought, what the hell is he saying?
No, I didn't know the sport. I just said female. Why is she a female?
That's one of the best ever.
Oh, shit.
Right. At the end of that, Gavin Shawnee, a valiant effort on 57, but the winners this week is Riz and Abby with 60 points.
Very good. 60?
Yeah.
There's only three in it at the end.
Only three in it at the end, yeah.
Very good. Well done,
boys. Got the full house and the lads. That's what too short. So, yeah. Look, I'm a bit let down by the impressions. I'm a bit let down by the lack of impressions. But, you know, I'm surprised Grizz didn't have anything on Paula Radcliffe. Famously shit herself in the middle of a race.
My mind went blank for that.
And a national treasure for England as well.
Yeah. So, I enjoyed that.
It stumped us, which was nice. So yeah, final score 60-57. A great show by the Jungle Cats there, Grizz and Avi, taking the title. Grizz has retired from quizzing, but now that he's
no, winning, he hasn't.
I reckon he might be back to defend his title at some stage. He's staying now, but
nah. He will.
Grizz always retire at the top. We're done now. That's
it's
it.
Go away.
No, you're not retiring. No, you're not retiring. I'm retiring.
You're not.
Grizz Courtney nearly says, can you do more Eubank there? Can you give us a bit more Chris Eubank?
not today. I can't. I'm not in the mood today.
Right.
I'm still laughing at that. What is she?
He got it quick. All I said is a magnificent, and he got it. All I said is a magnificent, and he got it. Well done.
You know, that's the way Abbey rolls. So yeah, that's the end of our quiz. Sunday night, we like just do these things. It's international break. Nobody's enjoying that, I'm sure. Well, we're not in anyway. So we just tried to do a few shows.
We're getting back to normal now, aren't we? We're going to get back to normal.
What we'll be back to normal. Oh, when does these internationals?
Packed week ahead. Don't worry.
We have we've the forum tomorrow night. We have. I don't know what on Tuesday night. We've the midweek fix on Wednesday. We've Carnage on Thursday. We've the Friday forecast on Friday. And then we'll be back on Sunday again. So, yeah, there's loads going on.
Loads of action. And before we finish up, I just want to say about the new website that's being launched and the Discord group, which has been reactivated, really. It's been hopping the last while, hasn't it, Gav?
Yeah. It's really
the website is flying as well.
Yeah, so the website is... lfcdt.com, and if you go on there, have a look around, you'll find all our social links, you'll find all our video, all our audio, you'll find how to contact us for different bits and pieces, and there must be a dozen articles up there now in the last 5 or 6 days from people that are watch the show or listen or are on the Discord. So get on there. Two things: have a look at the site, see what you think of it. If there's anything you think you could add to it, by all means let us know. And the other thing about it is the articles. I'm editing the articles and putting them out as quick as I can. But some of them have been, all of them have been brilliant. So if you're on, if you feel like you want to write an article, don't be worried about it. We've had loads of people that have written articles that have never written before, but it's just write your opinion down. Nobody's going to like judge you on it. They're just going to read it and probably disagree with your opinion. That's what it's about. Really easy to do. But go and have a look at the website. Let us know what you think. If we can add anything into it that we will try our absolute best. The Discord group is hopping. It's just like, it's everything from the shows to chats about PlayStation and Xbox. Avi has wrestling and WWE and fucking UFC, everything going on in there. There's ideas for shows, there's favorite podcasts, there's all sorts of stuff going on in there, but it's really simple. If you go to the link in the description of this show or on our Twitter, you just click it.
Or our webpage.
Yeah, it just goes, or our webpage, yeah, and you click the invite and you're in. And there's about 170 people in there at the minute, and they're all having a great time in the morning and the night. So, it's really good. So, all we want to do is just get a lot of people together. Give your opinion via articles, but give your opinion in the Discord.
I've worked out, laugh as well. Gav taught me how to get into Discourse. Is that what it's called?
Discord.
Yeah, but yeah. Discourse, same thing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be active in there. We're gonna have some fun in there.
And that's the website is at lfcdt.com, isn't it? Is it, guys? Is that right?
lfcdt.com.
You'll find it there. But as we said, the links into Discord and all is in there. As Gav said, don't be afraid to throw an article in. We're not here. We're not critics. You know what I mean? We're not sitting there, you know, sending your opus back to you saying it's full of shit. You know what I mean? If you want to put something up, throw it in and we'll get it.
Do you know something? I don't even give an opinion on them. They get sent to me. Yeah. All we ask is that people send it via email, give us a profile picture to put up on the site for you and your social media handle, whatever that might be, Twitter or whatever. And I literally read it and edit if needs be, spelling mistakes or whatever, and then I just put it out. I don't make an opinion on it. I don't do anything like that. I just put it out there for people to read, and that's what it's all about. So just get involved. Two things before we go, Keith, before I forget.
The Mane thing, Gav,
that's closed, okay? That's a Mane montage that was given back to us after a guy in Dubai won it and said, no, keep it and auction it off, whatever you make, give it to the Keane fund. So €350, so about $400, I think that is, will be going into the Keane fund in the next couple of days. The person that bid that for that bid just tonight, it was a late bid of €350, so that's gone in. On the Keane stuff though, I have to be honest, it's gone through the roof. When we started this, it was on $72,000. Okay, I can tell you now that that's up around $87,000 at the minute. But
wow.
We have to throw 400 in, as you know, which we will do. But Davo of this parish has been doing ridiculous fucking stuff, to be honest with you. Seven lads running 300 kilometers each in the month of March. Now, I think it's about the 28th or 29th of March today. They've done it. Spare, right? They're meant to do about 9.67 kilometers a day for 31 days, and that will get them over the 300. But they've done it. They finished it today. They're actually going out tomorrow to finish, to do a bit more, to get all the lads over the 300 line, but they're all going out to do it together. So you've got Davo, you've got Paul Higgins, you've got Thomas McAvoy, Andy Keane, Kieran Johnson, Anthony Rafter, and Dara Fahey. So I just want to give a shout out to all them, because at the moment, I think there's about €12,000 in the PayPal account for them, which comes to about $14,000, I think, which will bring that total over $100,000. So it's absolutely unbelievable.
Stunning. Stunning.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable. And even thinking about running 10K a day for 31 days or 30 days is just mad. But they've done it.
Yeah.
They've done it. And they're going out again. I think there might be one or two lads just short of the 300, but the other five lads are going out with them tomorrow to make sure they go and do it. So, it's got.
I pulled a hamstring down this quiz tonight, so
exactly. So look, it's a phenomenal achievement. It gets Keane over his $100,000, and right. Look, that's what we always wanted from the start. We've helped spread the word. We've done bits and pieces, but we're always going to leave the Keane stuff on air. Descriptions and stuff like that, and I always promote anything to do with it because I think it's only fair. But I just wanted to give a shout to them lads, because that's just an unbelievable effort.
Brilliant. Well done to the lads for doing that, for all involved. It's a great show. And, you know, it's just shows the power of social media and things like that. When people put an effort into something, that you can sort of, you can do these things. And it seemed that when you first mentioned it, Gav, it seemed like it'd take a while to get this done. But slowly but surely, you know, not ourselves here, we've done it, we've done bits, but Davo and the lads have pushed this over the line, and yeah, it really is brilliant, brilliant work from them. You know what I mean?
Like I said, it was at 71 or 72,000. I thought it'd take ages, like not this quick, nowhere near this quick. But then when you see us selling 500 tickets and giving them $3,500, and then you see people just piling money in, and then 400 again today for another prize. And then you see what them lads have done. It's just, I checked it today. I think it's over €12,000. So I think that works out about $14,000. I could be wrong, but it should get them. If it doesn't get them over the 100,000, it'd be very, very close. Very, very close.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. So well done to all involved in that. So, yeah, we'll leave it there for tonight. So as Gav said, we've a packed week coming up. The lads will be back on tomorrow night for the forum, and there'll be more shows during the week. So I just want to thank the boys for coming on and doing this show tonight. To the runners-up, Gavin, Shawnee, valiant effort. Better luck next
time.
Enjoyed
it. Enjoyed it. Well done, boys. It was
well in, boys. Well done.
It was bloody hell. It was basically, it wasn't like Coppish where we slaughtered the shit out of them. So, you know, shout out to Team Coppish, but we slaughtered you lads, you know.
I think that second leg was called off, was it, for that?
Yeah, they seem to have retired, so we're calling you out, we're baiting you out. If you're listening, watching, come on, Team Coppish, put in an effort, lads. Come on, fuck's sake.
And that's it. The victors, Avi and Grays, well done, boys.
Oh, high level. To be honest with you, when it's between us, the levels of fucking, just the levels are amazing. Amazing levels.
All about the levels.
I need to give myself a shout out for that round. I think they made the difference.
It's the only difference you made in this game. It was me all the way through. You made one difference, that higher or lower. You were lucky. That's like playing roulette. You either go red or black. You don't go inside the table. You play red or black. That's fine. Well, but well done. You can take the credit.
A wise man once told me, speak less, speak wisely.
Yeah.
Very good advice. Very good advice.
Who said that to you?
I just made it up, Gav.
Mr. Eisenhower.
The golf fella.
So we leave it there. We're out here. We'll see us all again soon.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Ese último McNugget me toca a mí porque soy la mayor.
¿Y eso qué tiene que ver?
Los mayores se respetan.
Eso no existe, ¿cierto, mamá?
Ya, quédense tranquilas. Aquí hay otra cajita de McNuggets.
Respeto, ¿viste?
No hay rivalidad cuando hay McNuggets deal. Hay un deal para cada salida familiar en McDonald's. Compra uno de tus favoritos, como unos McNuggets de 10 piezas, una Big Mac, una Quarter Pounder with Cheese o un Filet-O-Fish y te llevas otro por $1. Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. Válido para un producto de igual o menor valor.
Sports Social Podcast Network.